Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yavamis Perik Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav. Mitzvahs Chalitza, the Mitzvah Chalitza. Here's how it's done. This is the order. Bahu v'yavim te lebezin. The Yavim and the Yavama come to Bezin. V'hein masin lay etza ha'igenis lay. V'hein, and they, the Dayanim, masin lay etza, they give him advice. Ha'igenis lay, that would be appropriate. The right advice. Lamaisa, they have a choice, Yivim or Chalitza. But let's say, says the Batanura, he's very young and she's old. Or the other way around, he's old and she's young. So we say to him, this is not a good marriage. You need someone closer to your age. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'karu lo zikne iroi v'dibri elav, and the elders of the city shall call him meaning the Yavim, v'dibri elav, they'll talk to him. Give him the right advice. And the Malbim explains, we learn this in the words v'dibru elav, they speak to him. It could have just said they talk. It could have said, listen, there's a mitzvah, give him and that's it. No. V'dibru elav, the Torah wants the Dayanim to speak to him. Let's see if this makes sense. Is this good for you? Is this good for this marriage? So if for whatever reason the Yavim decides chalitza, not yivam, so the Mishnah goes back. V'hi ameres, then she says, "May ein yavami lahakim laachiv shem v'Yisrael." My yavim does not want to. He refuses to establish a name for his brother v'Yisrael, because that's what yivam is supposed to be. The child that's born is considered the child of the brother that passed away. But he doesn't want to do this. He refuses to establish a name for his brother in Yisrael. Loi ava yavmi. My Yavim doesn't want me. But who I'm, and the Yavim says, Lechafatzi lekachta, I don't want to marry her. Chafetz means to want, like chafetz chayim, someone who wants life. Lechafatzi lekachta. Uvel shayin hakaydish hayayimim. They have to say these psukim in lashon hakaydish. Viter, what happens is, v'niksho yavim teyelov, then as Yavama shall approach him, like vayigash elov Yehuda. Li'enei hazekeinim, before the eyes of the Zakenim, v'chalza, and she takes off his shoe, v'chalza naloi me'al ragloi, she shall remove his shoe from him, v'yarka b'fanav, and then she spits in front of him. And it has to be roik, saliva, hanir l'dayanim, that the dayanim can't see. Because it says, before the eyes of the Zakenim, and as piroik haniri ledayonim. Viter, the onsa, and she, the Yavama, she's going to answer va'amra and say, kacha yayasa le'ish, so shall be done to the man, asher lo yivne es beis achiv, who does not want to build the house of his brother. Sakta Mishnah ad kan hayim makrin. Until this part in the pasuk, the dayonim would read for the Yavama, but not more. But Shehikra, Rabbi Horkanis once read the Psukim of the Parsha. Tachas ha'ela, underneath a certain type of tree. B'kvar etam, in kvar etam, the gomar is called a Parsha. He read more than that. He read for the Yavama also the last pasuk in the Parsha of Chalitza, where it says, V'nikra shemai b'Yisrael, beis chalutz hano'al. And he wanted them to repeat that as well. After that happened, huchsuku, everyone took on this minig, lias goimrim, to finish off, call the entire parasha, including this last pasuk. So again, l'chatchila, they only said, kacha yasalei shashle yivnes beisachim. And she just said that pasuk. And then they added this one more pasuk. Even though b'etzem, that's a command on bezin to say. Like we're going to see weiter. But Rabbi Hurkanis felt that the Yavama should also say this. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, V'nikr Shmai B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz HaNoel Mitzvah B'Dayanim. That's a mitzvah for V'Dayanim to announce. Chalutz HaNoel. V'loi Mitzvah B'Talmidim. There's no mitzvah that the Talmidim sitting over there before their Rebbe during the time of Chalutzah should say that. Rabbi Huda says, Mitzvah Al Kol HaOmdim Sham Loimer. There's a mitzvah on anyone over there. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a mitzvah for all those standing there to say, Chalutz Hanoel, Chalutz Hanoel, Chalutz Hanoel. This one whose shoe was removed, this one whose shoe was removed, this one whose shoe was removed. Why three times? To publicize the matter. One of the reasons the Chazal wanted to publicize the matter is to make sure people should realize Chalitza was done and that she should not marry a Kayin afterwards.